From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mellon reporting. Democrats want a special prosecutor after the president fires the FBI director. In a move that stunned the Washington political world, U.S. President Donald Trump fired James Comey from his post as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The president told Comey in a blunt letter Tuesday that he is not able to effectively lead the bureau. Trump said he based his decision on separate letters written by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, that called for Comey to be fired over his handling of the investigation into the emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whom Trump defeated in last November's election. But Democratic lawmakers, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, angrily alleged that Comey was fired in an effort to derail the Bureau's investigation of alleged ties between Russia and members of Trump's presidential campaign.
We know the House is investigating Russian interference in our elections that benefited the Trump campaign. We know the Senate is investigating. We know the FBI has been looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, a very serious offense. Were these investigations getting too close to home for the president?
Schumer called for the Justice Department to appoint a special prosecutor to continue the investigation of the alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump is defending his move to fire Comey, saying he lost the confidence of everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. In a series of tweets this morning, Trump said Comey will be replaced by someone who will do a far better job. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson welcomed Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to the State Department Wednesday for talks expected to be dominated by the two countries' differences over Syria and Ukraine. Later in the morning, Lavrov will meet with President Trump at the White House. This will be the first time Lavrov has visited Washington since 2013. Tillerson and Lavrov met in Moscow last month amid tensions over the U.S. bombing of a Syrian airfield after alleged chemical attacks by Syrian forces on civilians, including many children. The former U.S. Ambassador Alexander Birchbaum, now with the Atlantic Council Research Institute, told VOA the main sticking point remains whether Syria's future includes President Bashar al-Assad, whom the U.S. and most other countries say must step down, but Russia supports. Also at issue, Russia, Iran, and Turkey signed a deal on de-escalation zones or safe zones for Syria civilians. At talks in Kazakhstan last week, the U.S.-only Senate envoy to the talks as an observer. Tillerson will likely want to learn more about how the zones will be enforced. Birchbaum said frequent dialogue between Tillerson and Lavrov on these complex issues is crucial. President Donald Trump approved a plan to provide arms to Syrian Kurds who, with Arab militia, are part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces driving toward the Islamic State, a city held by the city of Raqqa. The decision comes despite strong opposition to the Kurds, known as the YPG, from Turkey, who considers it a terrorist group. According to the New York Times, a high-level Turkish delegation visiting Washington was informed of the decision by Mr. Trump's national security adviser, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, on Monday. American officials say the supply of weapons and ammunition will be limited, that an effort will be undertaken to retrieve excess equipment once Raqqa is taken. The Pentagon said the Arab militia, not YPG forces, will lead the fight, and local Arabs will be in charge of the city's occupation. Turkey is alarmed by gains by the Kurds in Syria that it fears could evolve into establishing a canton that can link up with Kurdish separatists in Turkey. Last month, Turkish warplanes targeted Kurds in both Syria and Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday he was confident the U.S. would be able to resolve tensions with Turkey over the U.S. decision to arm the Kurdish fighters. He said we'll work very closely with Turkey in support of their security on their southern border. It's Europe's southern border and we'll stay closely connected, Mattis told reporters during a visit to a training area in Lithuania. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Mellman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.